This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 77, Rush Hour 2 from 2001. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate, from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Rush Hour 2 from 2001?
Well, like I said last episode, since that field trip I went on with my brother. So, I don't know, that was like maybe 7 years, maybe like 2014, 2013, something like that. Somewhere around there. I watched it on a bus on a field trip.
Yeah, I haven't seen this movie in a long time. I don't know why, but yeah, I haven't seen it in a while, but we'll get into it. Maybe there's a reason why. We'll get into it right in the movie reviews. But for those of you that are watching us on YouTube, please hit those like buttons if you enjoyed this review. Hit those notification bells so every time movie reviews drop, you guys will be notified. And of course, if you're new to the channel, subscribe to the channel, support the channel. And then for those of you that are taking us with you on the go, whether you're going to the gym, to work, or you're just walking your dog, picking up crap. All you got to do is search for Action Movie Guys on any of the platforms, whether it's TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to your podcast on, and hit those auto downloads, and we will appreciate that. But with that said, let's get right into some box office numbers, Rotten Tomato scores, and then right into the movie review, starting off with box office numbers. All right, Rush Hour 2 from 2001, Nate. Domestic, $226 million. Ooh, international, $121 million. On a worldwide total of $347 million on a budget of $90 million.
Big hit. I mean, this one made way more than the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, it made a lot more. Now, what's weird is it only took 3 years between Rush Hour and Rush Hour 2. I think it was a lot more than 3 years between 2 and 3. So we're going to do 3 next time and we'll give you the year. But I want to say it was at least more than 5 or 6 years between movies, which is weird when this one made so much. You would think they'd right away get to, get to part 3, but it's not what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird, but we'll get those numbers once we do Rush Hour 3. How long did it take between 2 and 3? I remember it was a super long time.
It was. Chris Tucker looks totally different in Rush Hour 3 than he did in these first two movies.
No, absolutely he did. But all right, let's get right into some Rotten Tomato scores, buddy.
Rotten Tomato scores. All right, so Rush Hour 2, not as beloved by critics. Well, the first one wasn't beloved, but it had a fresh score. Rush Hour 2, a 52% with the critics. So... 61 for the first, 52 for the second. Audience score is pretty close. It was a 78 for the first movie. It was a 74 for this one. So the audience is, we'll call it even. They liked it just as much as the first. Critics, not as much. But yeah, so the audience score is good. Critics score, not so good.
Yeah, you know how we do it here. We take those scores, we shove it out the window. And then, of course, you guys are here for our scores and our review on the Rush Hour franchise series. So we're going to start it off with Rush Hour 2. And of course, Nate always starts this off with some Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker in the lead character.
Yes. So I gave them a 5 in Rush Hour 1. And you know what? I'll just be honest. I gave them a 5 again. I mean, their chemistry in this movie is as good, if not slightly better than the first movie. Maybe because they had worked together already. You know what I mean? Like there's familiarity, but it's not worse. So I'm not going to give it a lower score. They play well off each other. In this one, you know, Jackie Chan's a little more, his character's a little different, you know, because they're in his hometown. So he's a little bit, he got a little more swag in his hometown, you know, and their banter's still funny. But yeah, I give it a 5. I think that they're a great screen pairing, in my opinion. And they were great in the first, and I think they were just a touch better, but 5 is the top. So I gave them a 5.
You know, it's funny. I gave it a 5. I believe I gave it a 5 in the first movie when we did Rush Hour 1. This one, I went a half a point down. I felt Chris Tucker was just getting annoying. I don't know what it was. I felt like he was way too loud at times. And everything to me with that character is like, it's not common sense in a way. Like, you know, when they were arguing in the office before he got blown up, it was like stupid stuff like, you know, why didn't you tell me? And then he goes, I did tell you. And then he was like, man, no one can remember. Like the same bits from the first movie. And I was just like, okay, it is what it is. But I just felt like it was just so much screaming all over the place for like no reason. So I just gave it a half a point down. I mean, I kind of understand why. I mean, again, this is your Lethal Weapon of the 90s where mine's, you know.
Is Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, pretty much. But
your Lethal Weapon's Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But I gave it a 4.5, which is not bad either. But yeah, so all right, let's get right into some main villain. Now here I was a little torn because we got Ricky Tang, because he's like, I don't know if he's like the main, which I think he is.
Yeah, Ricky Tang, yeah.
Yeah, Ricky Tang. But then you got the other star of the movie, which is the chick, which I think she is beautiful. I think she's attractive.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yes, her.
Her name is Zhang Ziyi or something like that. Yeah, she's pretty much like a silent assassin. Ricky Tan is the overall main villain.
Mm-hmm.
She is essentially that blonde guy from the first Rush Hour, the one who does like pretty much all the work, but is not the main villain. And she's good. We'll spend a little time talking about her really quick. She's good. Yeah, very, very beautiful. Was great in Crouching Tiger and physical. You know, she could fight, good martial artist. So I enjoyed her. She didn't talk much, which, you know, and she doesn't speak English. I'm not a big fan of like mute characters. You know what I mean? Like that just don't talk at all. She barely talks. She says very little, but her actions and her physicality is great. I do enjoy her. Ricky Tan, to me, he is the equivalent of Jun Tao from the first movie. Like, he's an old guy, you know. Rush Hour is not movies you go to watch for cool villains. We'll say that. Yeah. I think it's safe to say, we haven't even gotten to the third one yet, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably the same thing. He's cool. Like, I like the scene in the massage parlor when Chris Tucker goes up to him. How like just kind of cool and calm he is. Even after he breaks his laptop, like he stands up, but he never loses his cool. I do like that in a villain, you know. I like that kind of suave, like, hey, look, I already know I'm a bad dude. I'm not going to raise my voice or nothing. So I liked him when he was on screen, and I like that there's like a history between him and Jackie Chan. All that said, I think his equivalent, I gave him a 3. He's just okay. He's not bad, but he's just okay.
You know, it's funny. I went above 1 point. Oh, okay. I gave him a 4, Ricky Tang. Nice.
Yeah.
I think the selling point for this movie was the chick, because I think at that time they were all becoming big, right? Even her at the time also. Yeah. So I think this movie was selling more with her. But Ricky Tang, I liked him more as a villain than the first guy, because at least he was more involved in this story, right? Like, he meets Lee on the boat, and then the chick shoots him to cover up that he's dead, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, he's dead. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the movie, he's at the casino. So you're like, whoa, like, this is where the plot twist is here. And I like it. I mean, of course, we've seen the movie. But when you rewatch it, you're like, OK, now I'm kind of understanding the story. I liked this villain way more than Jun Tao. I think Ricky Tang, I think, was better. He had more history with Lee, which is Jackie Chan's character. He killed the father. And then so there was more history there between the lead character against, you know, the main villain. So with that said, look, I gave Ricky Tang, I gave him a 4 out of a 5. All right, let's get to your favorite scenes, the action.
Action scenes. I think this movie has slightly better action scenes than the first one, mainly because there's a few more and they're more hand-to-hand fights. There's more hand-to-hand fighting in this movie than there is in the first movie, like Jackie Chan, more stuff with him, which is fine by me. There's an action movie, you know, well, it's a buddy cop movie. It's more of a comedy, but a comedy with action. But this one has a little more action, right? You have you have Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon in there. You get the scene on the boat, you know, a little bit of action there. The bamboo scene is great when they're doing the like climbing on the bamboo and stuff like that. That's like classic Jackie Chan stunt work right there. And I love it. I love even the small stunt he does in the casino where he's running and he jumps through that little tiny hole. That's like where you get the money out of. Like, it's so, if you watch the bloopers at the end and you see like how many times he messed up. And then in the movie, he does it like perfect. You know what I mean? But yeah, you get a few more hand-to-hand fights, the massage parlor. I liked it. I think it's just still not like amazing. You know, it's not going to get the highest, but I gave it a 4. I think it's well done. Again, Brett Ratner, not the greatest director, but knows how to shoot Jackie Chan, right? Wide shots, show the man doing his thing. There's no quick cuts, no quick edits. So I can appreciate, you can actually see it and appreciate how good he is. So yeah, it's a 4 for me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when you watch the action sequences, you're right. I mean, they are way better than the first movie. It's a sequel. I felt Chris Tucker had more hands-on fighting in this one, which I give him a lot more credit. Very stiff, not fluent like Jackie Chan, but it is what it is. He did pretty good.
He's not
bad.
He's not like awful. Yeah.
He was believable for someone that's not trained in karate. Like, so you can see that Lee taught him something here and there. So, I mean, it is what it is. You're right. The scene with the bamboo at the was, to me, the best scene of the movie. Them running up, and then he's fighting, and he goes through the house, and then he's kicking them off. And I thought that was all pretty cool. Then he goes, bamboo, you know, very strong. And then they just,
just starts
off.
Breaking.
Yeah. So I thought that was, like, really genius of it. I like the... Also, I like the casino mayhem that just breaks out. Even when Chris Tucker is fighting the main chick, I forgot her name, but they're fighting each other. I thought that was pretty cool because she's like trying to defeat this guy. He's just like annoying, like a little pest that like she can't stab him with a sword. I thought that was pretty cool. Now we'll do it by the storyline. But look, other than that, I gave it a 4 also. I agree with you. This is not over the top, the best action. So hopefully in Rush Hour 3, we get something good. I never seen Rush Hour 3, so it's going to be pretty fun. Sitting down and watching for the first time.
I don't remember. So it's going to be almost the first time. All I know is they're in France. That's all I remember.
Oh, Lord.
About the movie.
Okay.
And
okay.
Roman Polanski is in it, the director. That's all I remember. So. All
right. So you got a 4 from me, 4 from Nate on action. Yeah. Check out storyline. What do you think?
Okay. So I remember last time I said I thought I liked this movie better. And now that I watched it, I don't like this movie better than the first one. I think the storyline is okay. I'll be honest. It's weird because the movie's 90 minutes and it feels way longer than 90 minutes. And that's just, to me, it kind of had a loss of focus at times. It kind of went in a lot of different directions before getting back kind of like on track to where it started. And so I actually think the storyline is like part one is very streamlined. I like a good streamlined story with stuff sprinkled in for entertainment, right? Girl's kidnapped. This guy's coming from China. Got to get her back. You know, it's very easy. This one is kind of a little bit all over the place. And then you get involved with like Rosalind Sanchez, who, by the way, I mean, a Puerto Rican treasure. She's gorgeous. I love her. But, you know, she gets involved and she's with the Secret Service. And then she's like a double agent. And then she's infiltrating the other one. And then Ricky Tan is dead. But then he's not dead. He comes back alive. And then the other. And it just gets too much. And then it like, I don't know why, but it just felt longer than the 90 minute runtime. I found myself checking my, you know, like my clock to see like how much longer it was. So I gave it a 3. I don't think it's bad, but I didn't like it as much as part one or as much as I remember liking it last time I saw it.
Interesting. I mean, I enjoy this one more than the first one. I felt like this one had a better execution in story. I mean, we already knew it was a newer take of the first one felt very generic, right? Kidnap the daughter. Sure. And then you put these two together to find out who did it, right? With a little plot holes here and there. This one, I felt like they had, you know, they had two storylines in one. Lee found out who killed his dad. He got revenge. You got Ricky Tang. Death comes back. So you're like, oh, wow, that's crazy. Then you had another plot line with the money, right? It was counterfeit money that they were trying to do. So
that's another one. It's like, it was, okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it felt very Lethal Weapon. I mean, there's Lethal Weapon 4 all over the place. I mean, if you really think about it, with the counterfeit money, it's very Lethal Weapon 4. But I don't know. I feel like I enjoyed this one more than the first one. Like, if you ask me, hey, which one would you put on? I think it would be Lethal Weapon. It would be Rush Hour 2 more than Rush Hour 1. And I don't know if it's due to the comedy that's in it, which was funny, right? The comedy in the, I thought it was funny, is when he's in the karaoke bar, he goes, oh, hell no.
At the beginning?
Classic. Yeah. And he's like, Lee, look what I'm doing. And he's like, get off the stage. But
that was good.
Yeah. Look, I gave a storyline a 4. You gave it a 3. What's your overall? Yeah.
So overall, I didn't love this as much as the first one. It didn't hold up for me as well. I think it's still good. Like, I could watch it. It's entertaining. I like the chemistry between Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. I thought the action was a little bit better. But again, the pacing felt weird to me. It felt longer than its runtime, which I always hate. I don't care if a movie is, you know, however long. I really don't care. It could be 5 hours long. But don't feel like, you know, 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Be, you know, have that pacing good, speed it up a little bit. This one was a little busy for me, which makes it feel longer than it should be. But good cast. I like the cast of this. You know, I like the additions. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was great. I'm just gonna keep calling her that because I really don't know how to pronounce her name. Rosalind Sanchez was a nice addition. The guy who played Ricky Tan was good. So I liked it. You know, I liked it. I had a good time. I gave it a 3.5. I gave the first one a 4. I think this one's just slightly beneath it, so I gave it a 3.5 for me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm rocking the 4 train here, okay? Nice. I'm going to give the overall a 4. I enjoy this one. I mean, look, I like it. I like the Puerto Rican chick. She is smoking hot. I like the crouching tiger, hidden dragon chick.
Yeah.
She was amazing in this. I thought she was cute in a lot of scenes. I was like, whoa, she's really cute. When she took the thing and went, I was like, whoa, I got to learn how to do that myself with a knife. I thought she was really good there. I thought this one had better chemistry between Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker in terms of the comedy. Like, Jackie Chan was landing more. Because, like, more than the first, right?
Well, they gave him more. They gave him more jokes, like, because the first one he was so serious, you know, like he's coming in, he's very serious. Now he was a little looser in this movie.
Yeah, it was, and then it took place in his hometown, which I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. My thing is now the ending of this movie states that they're going to New York.
They don't go to New York.
I kind of figured they don't go to New York, which I'm like that.
I would have loved to see them in New York.
Yeah. So I mean, look. With that said, I gave it a 4. Okay, you gave it a 3.5. What is your total score?
So that makes my total 18.5 out of 25. Still good. You know, I like the movie. I like the franchise. I like one better, but two is a good sequel. This is like a good sequel, right? Like, for me, first one was, I love it. Second one, I like it. It's not a big letdown. It's not much worse to me. It's just like a notch below, but that's okay. It's rare that sequels are better anyway. You know, there's like maybe 5 sequels that are better than the original. So it's about on par, almost even, but 18.5 out of 25.
Yeah, you know what? I gave this a 20.5. I think this has everything checked off that I think a sequel has, right? The characters developed, right? They continue them. They got better. The story elevated from the first. We got bigger and better set pieces in this movie. We're in another destination in this movie. The stakes were higher, I believe, in this movie, right? With the counterfeit money and the casino and everything out there. So it was a little bit higher. But you know what? I gave it a 20.5. Nate, you know what to do.
Very nice. All right. So that is Rush Hour 2. That's our review. Next episode will be our final Patreon review. From one of our patrons named Jonathan McCoy, and we'll be reviewing Kick-Ass, which was, I was looking forward to seeing this. I haven't seen it in years, so we're going to review that. And then next week, you'll be getting our final Rush Hour review with Rush Hour 3. So you want to keep an eye out and an ear out for all of those.
If you want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys Podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. And of course, now our YouTube link is now Levels of Geeks. We are back on Levels of Geeks channel. So if you want to check out the videos and everything, I am updating the entire channel as we speak, from thumbnails to videos, links and everything. But everything is there. We're back on Levels of Geeks channel. And of course, we're back live November 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. But with that said, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. And that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.